As I said, 72 degrees currently in Columbia. We're glad you're with us. And at 8:35, we are happy and excited because we are turning to our regular Tuesday feature. We call it the Positive Points on Aging, and we welcome in our friends from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. And this morning, we are happy to have Karen Pickard with us. She is on board. Marsha was here last week. Karen is here this week. And we are saying good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here. Everything okay?
Yeah, everything is going really well. I'm not sure how I should address this show now. Should I say Brian's name first before I say Kev?
Yes.
That's fine, too. Or you could just say, you know, the bloke and mate show.
Maybe
instead of the you know, Brian and Kev or Kev and Brian, just call it the bloke and mate.
I like that. That's a good show.
Yeah. He's the bloke, I'm the mate.
That's pretty funny.
Whatever it is, I thought that was nice that he wrote a song about Brian and the show and all that. And
it was excellent.
It was a nice little song there.
It was.
So,
it
nice
good.
Little song.
And I am glad to be here, and thanks for letting me join the bloke and mate show
today. Yes, yes. You are, I don't know what we'd call you. But,
Don't go there.
Yeah.
Let's not go there.
I think if the term for a male is a bloke and a woman is a Sheila.
Okay.
Isn't that the term? I only know that because of the sign on the bathrooms at Outback. The men's bathroom says blokes, and the women's bathroom says Sheilas.
Well, there you go.
That's how I do. That's how I become culturally. It's not because I know anything about Australia. It's just because that's
the restaurant.
Yeah, it's all always comes back to the food with me, unfortunately.
That's pretty funny.
Well, Miss Karen, today we're going to talk about something that I think is mighty confusing for a lot of folks out there.
It absolutely is. And there's a couple of things I want to say before we start this conversation, because we've been doing this, Marsha and I've been doing this show for almost a year now, and we haven't done a whole lot of repeats. But at the same time, this show is really important, particularly what we're going to talk about for the next few weeks, because we're going to have the same continuation and the same theme. And I hope people will share the show with their friends, because everybody out there knows somebody who's struggling with somebody that needs assisted living or some kind of care.
Yes.
So this week we're going to talk about the difference between independent living, assisted living, and memory care.
And there is a significant difference
between
those. And most people have no idea.
Don't have a clue.
I would tell you that most people just hear assisted living and they think that's it, right?
Yep.
They don't really even realize that the subset of this and that, and you might need this and you might need that. And there's all kinds of different categories within. Obviously, anybody that you take to live in a facility is getting some assistance in some capacity.
In some capacity.
Right. But some of it is far less hands-on and much more independent. Some of it is far more hands-on than the other. I mean, there's different ends of the spectrum.
There's different levels.
Right.
And one thing that I like to stress, you know, my background is independent living. And I just always try to stress, if you're in an independent community or what is known as a senior housing community, you probably shouldn't be getting a whole lot of help there, because that's not the goal
of
that.
Right.
It's to, you know, there used to be labeled independent living with services, and the services consisted of meals and housekeeping
and
maybe some activities. We are now seeing in this area these massive buildings being built that are called senior plus, 55 plus communities, senior options, it just different things, but they're usually age restricted, 55 and older, nobody any younger, no kids, nothing like that, but they're massive and they have a lot of different options for you. And it really is a wonderful thing if you think about it. You can get an apartment. They're usually large apartments. They're not as expensive as assisted living would be, because you're not getting the care that you're not paying for. But they have meals. They have lovely dining rooms, different types of dining rooms. Several of them will have bars or bistros and then a main grand dining room where you eat your main meal. They have meal options you can buy into. You can get three meals a day or you can get one meal a day. But they have kitchens in their apartments, so you can cook in your apartment like you used to at home. The nice thing is if you want to get in a car or on an airplane and close your door and leave, you can leave for extended periods of time as long as you're paying the rent. And somebody's making sure that your apartment is fine, that the water pipes haven't broken, that the air conditioner is still working, and those things are still under control, and they're taking care of your apartment. Independent living is a wonderful alternative for 55 and older people who are still active.
Sure.
Nowadays, you're seeing them with wonderful activity programs. When I used to work at one here in town years ago, our activity director would take people on bus trips.
Right.
They would go up to see the fall leaves, and they would head from Columbia and go up to West Virginia and then turn around and watch the leaves for about 3 or 4 days changing colors.
Sure.
Or they'd go to D.C. and do a tour of D.C.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful because you've got a group of people that you know that are going with you, and you're touring and you're doing fun things, and the activity directors usually put together a great plan, and it's not just something that you have to worry about. You get on the bus, you throw your bags, and you keep on going, and that's a great way to do
right,
it.
Right.
But that's independent living. Now, in independent living, you can bring in home care. You can bring in a sitter service. You can do home health and independent living.
Mm-hmm.
Where the line should be drawn, and sometimes it's a financial thing, I have to admit, because it is less expensive than assisted living, but you really shouldn't have to have 24-hour care in an independent living. And there's some independent living communities that will push that envelope and say, oh, you can stay here forever. Well, maybe you can, but maybe you shouldn't.
Right.
And that's what you have to watch out for. At that time, when you really are starting to need care 24 hours a day, and what I mean by care is somebody to check on you at 2 o'clock in the morning if you fall.
Sure.
That's when you might want to start looking at assisted living.
Right,
and
right.
You've walked this road.
Oh, yeah.
You know your mother did really well and needed some help for a while, but once she didn't, you could back her out and put her in her own home again.
Yeah, we did.
And you did, and it worked.
Sure.
And hopefully down the road, when she needs assisted living again, you'll be able to change.
Right, right, right. And I'm seeing it also, you know, Cousin Bob.
Yep.
And different levels of care, you know. One of the things that I needed to do when I first realized Cousin Bob was in some health situations is I needed someone to help me distinguish which level of care he needed because I had no idea. And that's one of the reasons why, and I'm not trying to just throw this out as a plug to Karen and Marcia and the team at Oakleaf Village, but if you're not sure, before you make a commitment, call them and let's do an assessment.
Yep.
And you guys have a whole procedure to help people determine, hey, look, we'd love to have you here at Oakleaf Village, but maybe you need this, or maybe you need that, or maybe you don't need this. And you'll be honest with them. You want what's best for these people.
I turn people away all the time and say, you know what? You are really too independent for assisted living, and if I moved you in here now, you would hate me.
Right.
And you'd move out.
Right.
But instead, you go find an independent community that gives you the little bit of security you need for now.
Right.
And when you need more help, call me.
Exactly. And you'll be there down the road. Exactly. And so all I'm saying is if you're like me, and I wholeheartedly admit this, I needed help gauging what was best for Cousin Bob and getting him into a facility that was much more geared toward his specific needs, which were significant needs compared to even assisted living. You know, he needed skilled nursing, which is a whole new.
That's another whole. We'll talk about that next week.
That's a whole new level. But the point I'm trying to make, though, is that what I think people have to understand is there are completely different facilities out there. And, you know, I know you have focused so far on independent living, and we'll move up the chain as we kind of go along.
Yes,
but independent living is wonderful.
It's great.
It really is wonderful for seniors to go to independent living because, yes, you do leave the home and you move to a facility, but you're basically, it's really almost an apartment life.
It's an apartment life. Actually, it's more like a hotel life.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. You if you can afford the different sizes, you can get a large apartment take all your furniture in. And then you have activities. You have game rooms. You have pools. You have bars. You have restaurants. It's a hotel.
It really is nice. It really, really is nice. And it's almost like one of those all-inclusive situations.
Correct.
Because literally, you don't have to take your wallet down to dinner and lunch with you.
No.
It's paid for. It's all part of the deal.
And you sign the check and keep on going.
Exactly.
Country Club Living.
It really is a nice situation.
It really
so
is.
You're giving up nothing in the sense of the independence because you're still... You're in your own apartment or hotel room.
And you're driving.
And you still have access to everything you had before. The only difference is that all your meals are prepared for you, so you just walk down the hallway versus having to go out shopping, having to do this, do that. I mean, but if you want to go out to dinner, you still can.
You can, or if you want to cook. Most of them have full kitchens.
Yes, they do.
So you can still
Now, that's kind of like a county-by-county thing, isn't it?
Because I think it's a community by community.
Oh, okay.
It's not county.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure how that worked.
Well, you're seeing more of them now come in with full kitchens because people want those.
Right.
And when I first got into the industry, most of them did not have full kitchens. You just had microwaves and kitchenettes.
Yeah, because you don't want someone burning down the whole
cooking.
Facility. Yeah,
that's
you really don't.
Questionable.
8:45. Let's get you the Fox Business Report. Karen's with us from Oakleaf Village. We're coming right back.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
People around the world are drinking a lot of Pepsi and are eating a lot of Frito-Lay snacks. PepsiCo's earnings improved in the summer quarter, and the company is raising its forecast for the year. PepsiCo says it was helped by the easing of pandemic restrictions, which boosted demand for sodas at restaurants and theaters. Sales of its Frito-Lay snacks and Quaker Foods products also rose in the quarter. However, Wall Street was hoping for an even stronger report. There are new concerns coming out of China today after another property developer, Fantasia Holdings Group, failed to make a bond payment due this week. However, tech shares are recovering. Facebook is gaining. On Monday, Facebook shares saw the largest one-day loss in almost a year after a whistleblower's revelations. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.
Oh man, storm's coming. I need to be prepared. Where's my phone? Ah, there it is. All right, here's the Dominion Energy app with Face ID, and I am ready to go. That's right, folks. If those South Carolina storms hit, the new Dominion Energy mobile app is a must-have. So easy to use and convenient to have around. It's not just for power outages. With this app, you have instant access to all of your energy usage, too. Pretty cool stuff. Take it from me. Be prepared this season and download it today. When I suggest a local business, it's usually something you'll need if something goes wrong. What about when it's not a problem but a reward? I'm talking about the team at Mint Landscapes. For me, it actually was a need and a reward. We had a big concrete slab. It was all cracked and nasty. Brandon from Mint Landscapes comes out. He puts down these incredible, beautiful pavers. And now what was an eyesore is an area I want to actually show off. Want some stunning hardscapes done at your home? Call Mint Landscapes. 629-2924, 629-2924.
Hi, honey. Were you able to drop by Tree Pharmacy today to pick up Mom's medications?
Yes, she sure is on a lot of meds.
I know. That's why I go over so often, to help make sure she's taking them correctly.
Well, I have great news. The pharmacist at Tree Pharmacy said he can prepack her medications into individual doses.
Wow. Knowing she's taking the right meds at the right time will give me great peace of mind. But how much does it cost?
That's the even better part. It's free. Just another great service they offer at Tree Pharmacy. True Pharmacy, two locations, Charleston Highway in West Columbia and Divine Street downtown.
Hey, it's Jay with The Melting Pot. Is it me or does life speed by so much faster this time of year? Your calendar fills up so quickly. Then before you know it, you're scratching your head when you see Christmas decorations for sale at Lowe's. How do you stay connected? Well, thanks for asking. We have the answer. It's fondue. Come in for reconnecting time. Have four courses or just chocolate or just cheese. We are here for you. 1410 Colonial Life Boulevard, The Melting Pot.
Hey, Point listeners, this is Casey Whitener, and I'm the co-host of Write on SC on Saturday mornings. Join me and Rex Hurst talking about books, talking about writing, craft, marketing, publishing, the whole gambit. Write on SC.blog, Saturday mornings, 9 a.m. on The Point.
Is that crack in your windshield or your house bothering you?
Have you been meaning to have it replaced but just can't find the time?
Call Absolute Glass, voted Lexington's best glass shop for 12 years in a row.
We repair and replace glass on all makes and models.
We're the only local high-end auto glass specialist in the Midlands, and we'll come to you to make the process quick and easy.
With new technologies and vehicles, we can recalibrate your vehicle back to new.
Visit AbsoluteGlassInc.com to learn more about our auto, home, and business glass services. Just remember, if you can see through it, we can do it.
This is Fran Halloran, the Money Coach. Tune into my show on Thursday mornings from 9 to 10 for simple and practical financial coaching on The Point, 100.7 FM, 1470 AM, Columbia's local talk radio experience.
Point A to point B. Traffic.
20 West at 77 still backed up. Wrecks also at Monticello at Hayward, Brockington, Universal at Skylark, Broad River at Atlantic, and Rawl Road at Pisgah Church Road. Craft and Draft on Divine Street and in Irma. They're open. Take out curbside, pick up, or reserve seating at your favorite location on Facebook or Instagram, craftanddraftbeer.com. Interstate's still busy. Doug Thomas on the point.
Point A to point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on the point.
In the Bart Fireside Studio, it's Kevin Cohen.
Okay, glad to have all of you blokes and Sheilas hanging out with us here today. Unless you're a mate. Yeah, whatever. We've had a very strong Australian theme. The only thing we didn't have today was, like, nobody brought us cheese fries or a Bloomin' Onion or anything like that.
I'm sorry, I couldn't get there.
Yeah. Brian was asking for a Twix.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's probably best at this point that he doesn't get it because he's done really well, eating very, very well the last week or so.
Until the fair comes, and then we're going to have to have...
Yeah, it's okay. He's dieting now so that he can build up for the fair, but be careful, Brian. You know, there's shocks to the system, and then there's shocks to the system. And if you go from eating really, really well for like 3-4 weeks straight, and then you go say, oh, I'm going to go out and I'm going to have a fast food burger, that's a shock to the system. But if you go and then you go to have like the donut burger or whatever that Sunday is that we're talking about at the fair this year, that's not a shock to the system. I mean, that's like a massive lightning strike to your body.
You're going to be sick. I'm just saying.
But you know, it'll still be worth it. It'll still be worth it. Yeah, it'll still be worth it. All right, we are visiting with Karen Pickard from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. We call this segment every Tuesday morning, The Positive Points on Aging. And we talk all about some of the things to try to benefit our seniors. And we've been discussing the differences today between everything from independent living to assisted living and beyond, and just talking about the differences between all of those different types of facilities and levels of getting care for our seniors. So let's go back to where we were, because we focus mostly on independent living so far.
Independent living is a good option, but if you really need some care and if you're really worried about your mom or your dad and what's happening at 2 o'clock in the morning, then you probably need to be looking at assisted living. I will say that most of our calls at Oakleaf start out with mom can't take her medications anymore.
Right.
And that's a huge problem. You don't need to be mixing up your drugs and going, oh, well, I forgot to take them yesterday, and now I'm going to take double up and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
A good assisted living is going to have giving out medication as part of their care right off the bat.
Yeah. Well, that's important because, I mean, you get someone you love and the meds get messed up.
It's a mess.
That is literally a ticking time bomb.
It is. And everybody goes, oh, well, I put the pill pack together on Sunday and mom's supposed to take it. And then they don't realize till next week that mom has been skipping around and messing them up and confused, or they're finding pills on the floor. Or mom might call and say, oh, is today Tuesday? I thought it was Wednesday.
Absolutely.
You know, and it happens. But assisted living, the real key about assisted living for people is for seniors who don't need around-the-clock nursing care, but they do need help with their activities of daily living. And that's a term that I throw around because I know what it means. Not everybody knows what activities of daily living are. It could be bathing. It could be dressing. It could be helping prepare food. It can be a lot of different things, but your activities of daily living are the kinds of things that help you get through the day comfortably, and you might need some help with it. You break an arm and you try to get dressed with one arm. It's not easy. So then you have seniors who are struggling with mobility issues, and I was talking to somebody yesterday. Her mother just had major neck surgery and can't raise her arms up but halfway. She can't dress herself. So that's an activity of daily living that assisted living can help you with. And that's part of the difference between independent living. You don't have people coming in and saying, oh, well, help, let me help you get dressed today. Maybe that lady who was trying to rob the convenience store the other day, she might have needed help getting dressed.
You think?
You never know.
Man, I'll tell you what. But again, you need to find out, I think initially, you really need to find out what your parent or aunt or uncle, whomever it is you're trying to help, what his or her or their needs are, and get those clearly defined. Because, again, this is a good thing, not a bad thing.
No.
But the fact that this industry has gotten much more specialized,
yes,
that's a win for the people.
Win for everybody.
Exactly. And again, this is not meant to scare you. This should be something that makes you feel a little bit more comfort in knowing that there's something for everyone based on his or her or their needs.
Their needs and their financial ability.
Absolutely.
Because, again, and it's not inexpensive to have to go to an assisted
living. No, it's not cheap.
It's just not
cheap. It's not cheap.
And so you have to have the needs met. But I'm going to go back to something we were talking about earlier in the first segment.
Sure.
And that's when you call a community, if they're just trying to sell you on their community and they're not listening to you and they're not willing to say, talk to you about what the needs really are and say, maybe this isn't what you need.
Right.
You might want to hang up and call somebody else. You should not be sold a product that you don't need. So
absolutely.
Remember that. That is really important. Because there are salespeople out there, and there are people who are going to help.
So glad you said that, Karen, because unfortunately, there are a lot of these facilities out there because it's very competitive,
yes,
and there are a lot of facilities now because the industry is understanding that the largest growing population in the United States is our senior population.
Right.
So there's a huge need for these facilities. But you do have some people that are there in a strictly sales capacity,
right,
and their job is based on whether or not they fill their numbers.
They got to do the numbers.
Yeah,
and
be
we
careful.
Do too. Don't misunderstand me.
Right.
But
there's compassion too.
Right.
Someone's calling and they're in a vulnerable position.
Right.
The last thing they need is to have somebody manipulate them. They need someone who's going to ask them the questions that need to be asked and then guide them. And if you do what you do, which is, hey, listen, I don't think we're a good fit for you yet, but maybe down the road we might be. Give us a call back if this happens.
Right.
They're going to respect that and appreciate that, and you're making an investment in the future.
Yes,
exactly.
And I tell you something else that we do at Oakleaf is I will have our nurse go out and do an assessment because I tell people I'm a salesperson. That's my job. I'm supposed to turn apartments. So let's get the nurse involved. She's the one that's going to be able to say we really can or we really can't do this.
Well, again, just very important that people understand that. So we've talked a little bit about assisted. We've talked about independent.
Now, I really want to hit this one before we have to go, and this is called memory care.
Yes.
Because every state is going to be different. But in South Carolina, memory care needs people with dementia is considered an assisted living need.
Right.
Just because you have a diagnosis of dementia does not mean that you need to be in a locked, secured environment. You might be perfectly fine in an assisted living for a while. You just might need to be reminded that it's time for lunch, and you might need redirecting, and you might need a little bit of hands-on care, but you don't necessarily need to be in a dementia unit. And I will tell you, dementia care is extremely expensive.
Yeah.
It's even worse than assisted living. I know.
You bet it is. It's quite expensive.
Yes, it is.
But, you know, if it's necessary, it's necessary.
That's right. And when it gets to be necessary, then you want a team that's going to work with you and say, this is what you have to do.
Right.
But remember, in South Carolina, memory care is not a skilled need. It is a need where you need more hands-on care, more eyes watching you. But we're going to talk next week about the difference of skilled care and what that is and why memory care is not necessarily skilled care.
Yeah. Again, if you have questions and you're not sure about this kind of stuff, then what you need to do is you need to give Karen and Marcia a phone call.
Yes. I think that's really important. And if it's not us, call. Most people know somebody who works in the industry.
Yeah.
Talk to them. Find out what they really think. I do need to do a PSA real quick,
sure,
if that's okay.
Yeah, knock it out.
Because this is the month that the Alzheimer's Walk will be at the end of October, and this is the month that Oakleaf Village always does our spaghetti dinner, takeout dinners for people to come by, and the money goes to the Alzheimer's Association.
Lovely.
And we're known for our spaghetti dinners. So if you're interested, it's $10 a plate. That's going to be spaghetti, a salad, bread, and dessert. And you just drive by and pick it up. And you can call us at 803-808-3477 to order your plate. And you can get as many as you want. We have people who have done it for years, and they'll get 10 and 12 plates.
And when is that?
This will be on October 14th.
Okay. So we're about 9 days away from that.
Yes.
That's fine. You probably next Tuesday should bring like a sample for us.
Oh, we could do that.
You know, Brian, wouldn't you think like some spaghetti and garlic bread and salad and all that would be?
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I think probably a salad. Because I've always found, Karen, with a sample, we're able to talk much more enthusiastically about it.
You guys can direct.
It's much more of an endorsement at that point.
Right, I agree.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, guys. It's
appreciate
great
it.
Being here.
You betcha. All right, we got Jeremy and Courtney coming up next. We'll see everybody this afternoon at 4 o'clock for the afternoon drive. For Karen, for Brian, I'm Kev. Have a great day.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
Grills, outdoor kitchens, fireplaces. Summer sizzle starts with Bart. This is 107 The Point.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. While skewering Republicans for refusing to go along with raising the debt limit,
it's hypocritical, dangerous, and disgraceful.
President Biden has apparently forgotten about all of the times that he, as a U.S. senator, voted against hiking the debt limit. Biden voting no in 1984, in 03, 04, and again in 2006.
And as I reminded the president in a letter just this morning, his sentiments then are our sentiments now.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor defending the GOP position. He says the Democrats are in charge and they can raise a debt ceiling without Republican support. The president acknowledging he will not be getting the full $3.5 trillion.